From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The 131st annual Ulster County Fair will run for 6 days beginning Tuesday, July 31st. Fair manager Gary Newkirk said, and I quote, "We have a brand new 4-H show ring and a brand new swine pavilion," end quote. The fair is also introducing the butterfly experience, where visitors get closer to the insect world by entering the net area to feed and be with the butterflies. Headline acts during the fair will include Thunder Ridge, Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters, Charlie Daniels Band, Keith Anderson, Cale Dodds, and former Journey leader Steve Aguirre. Daily attractions will include The Mugician, a magic and music show powered by Milk, Robinson's Racing Pigs, 2x2 Petting Zoo, and chainsaw carver and artist Josh Landry. Competitive events include a garden tractor pull, a truck pull, an antique tractor pull, and a baby contest. Gates at the Libertyville Road Fairgrounds will open at 4 p.m. July 31st and 10 a.m. August 1st through August 5th. Fair information is available at ulstercountyfair.com. And read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Bill Williams reports for WCTW-FM. Road work on the Columbia side of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge is expected to begin July 30th. State Department of Transportation intends to turn the intersection of Route 23 and Route 9G into a pedestrian-friendly roundabout. Motorists can expect delays over the next few months as construction on the roundabout begins. Construction is expected to be completed by December, and more delays are expected as paving continues on Route 9 and 23 in Greenport this week. The work area can be avoided by using Routes 9G or 9H. And the Greene County Sheriff's Office is cautioning motorists about potential delays all week on Route 23B in Jefferson Heights, where crews are filming the movie Shirley. Read more at 985thecat.iheart.com. Paul Brooks in the Times Herald Record reports that there is a second advertisement on the local airwaves from a pro-John Faso political action committee that criticizes the lyrics on Antonio Delgado's 2006 hip-hop album. The ad from the Congressional Leadership Fund says, and I quote, "The liberal resistance has gone too far. Antonio Delgado is their candidate for Congress," end quote. The CLF says it did not coordinate the ad with the Faso campaign. Days after the Democrat Delgado won the June 26 primary to run against the Republican, Faso began the campaign by attacking the lyrics of the old rap album by A.D. The Voice. Then on July 13th, the Republican-backed Super PAC, the Congressional Leadership Fund, began paying for a radio advertisement airing locally in the Albany and Poughkeepsie media markets centered on Delgado's records and lyrics. As recently as July 26, Faso made a statement about Delgado's hip-hop lyrics. Now the CLF, the U.S. House Republican Political Action Committee, has a second radio ad on local stations about the 2006 recording. Delgado responded on July 27, saying, and I quote, "I again call on John Faso to disavow these divisive attacks. He should apologize on behalf of his supporters who created this hateful ad. John Faso's strategy is 100% predicated on his low opinion of his constituents." Dr. Gerald Benjamin, a SUNY New Platte professor, Faso's close friend, recently acknowledged the congressman's divisive use of race and respectfully apologized for his own commentary on the issue. Now it's Faso's turn, end quote. Read the full story in the Times Herald Record. Anna Sanders is reporting for the New York Post. The campaigns of various candidates for the state office have accepted campaign contributions from corporate donors in excess of the $5,000 cap mandated by New York election law, according to a Post investigation. Governor Andrew Cuomo's campaign has kept at least $27,000 from corporate donors. Public advocate Latia James accepted at least $5,000 in contributions for her state attorney general campaign. And GOP gubernatorial candidate Mark Molinaro took thousands from three corporate donors using the same address, a possible violation of campaign law, Sanders writes. Blair Horner, executive director of the New York Post Interest Research Group, said, and I quote, "This law has been routinely violated. I don't know of anyone punished for doing this, end quote. The Post reported earlier this month that Lieutenant Governor candidate Jemani Williams received $50,000 for his campaign from three different firms that gave above the limit. The campaign said it will return the money and Williams will not take any corporate money going forward. Read the full story in the New York Post. Diane Pinero Zucker is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Juan Carlos Alonso Vasquez, the Kingston chef who was picked up by Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers July 18th, was subsequently found to be in the country illegally, the federal agency said last week. Vasquez, 29, has lived in Kingston since leaving Mexico 10 years ago. Brandy Walters, restaurant manager at The Anchor in Kingston, said he has been head grill chef for the past 2 years. He is now being held at the Orange County Jail, according to an ICE online detainee locator. In an email statement, ICE wrote, and I quote, Juan Vasquez is an illegally present citizen and national of Mexico. He entered the United States at an unknown place and time in violation of immigration law and was arrested by ICE officers July 18th in Kingston, New York. He is currently in ICE custody pending removal proceedings, end quote. In a written statement, Ulster County Executive Mike Hine expressed dismay over the, and I quote, flawed immigration policy that is being abused at the federal level, end quote, and voiced support for Vasquez. Hine said he has reached out to the governor's office about the case. Deputy County Executive Ken Cronell says that Hine's statement stands and, I quote, has nothing to do with the legal status of the individual, end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.